This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, and we're also broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can still follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We'll be there as long as they let us. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when they come back. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, and joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
All right, well, the National Guard, when I first saw this yesterday, I was hopping mad about what they're doing and how they're doing it. They were allowing the National Guard to take their rest breaks inside the Capitol. And I guess they were alternating it to where they were all weren't there at any one time because it's warm there, and that's why they were there to begin with, correct?
Yeah. We don't know what the, you know, assignments were for the National Guard. So, how many were doing the parks and the monuments, how many were inside the Senate part of the Capitol or the House part of the Capitol. So we don't know how many were where, and we necessarily shouldn't. How many are out in the streets, you know, at the perimeters and that kind of thing. But about 5,500 of them were ordered to the parking garage.
Right.
And in that parking garage, just so you understand, there was one electrical outlet, one bathroom.
Yep.
For 5,500.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know how many bathrooms you have to have or how many toilets you have to have per person. I think it's like 20. If you have an estimated crowd of 20 people, you have to have one toilet. But anyway, so Greg Abbott is, this story broke yesterday afternoon because several people had seen this. Howard Altman, who I think used to be here in Tampa.
Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Right. He and I have chatted. He's on my show a couple of times, been a while. But nonetheless, he had gone over to do an interview with them when he heard about it, and they all said, those that were assigned to the parking lot or parking garage, they just felt absolutely betrayed. So he did an article about it in Military Times. Several other people picked it up, and this thing bubbled to the surface for a couple hours. People were just angry beyond description. So they have taken that back, and they have been now assigned to other areas and not in a parking garage. So they weren't there after the story broke. They were there just another couple hours before they undid that assignment.
Okay, well, hang on a second. We've got a call here from Kentucky. Good morning there, Kentucky. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Scotty from north of Somerset. Well, it's going to get down in the teens here in the next few days. And I'm not talking about prom. I'm talking about, you know, so anyways, God bless you all and your show. And may you all have a blessed and safe day.
All right, thank you. And that's Scott in Kentucky. Okay. Well, Denise,
thank
you know. Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now, you know, the thing of it is you have to adapt, improvise, and overcome. But I think basically what happened was when the Biden inaugural happened, they kind of wanted these people out of sight, out of mind as much as they could do. Does that make sense?
This was really it's kind of a Potemkin village kind of thing that happened here. You know, they wanted to show the world that, you know, we're forceful and we have security and all this other kind of, it was really kind of a exaggeration. I don't think so much as the number that they had was for all security.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, obviously there's a lot more things going on here. Just for the heck of it, you heard about Parler yesterday, right?
I did. Interestingly enough, the judge wasn't convinced. I would be taking now a hard look at this judge. But the judge, you know, took the whole Democrat point on this thing and so would not order Amazon to turn them back on. The consequence, I think, that the legal team for Parler pretty much, you can pretty much tell how things are going to go. So they have another platform. What the big question is do they get their code, their software code back? Because that was the thing that was keeping Parler from going back up again.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mitch McConnell. We just had Kentucky on the line, but we're going to talk about Mitch McConnell. And all the little interesting pieces of the puzzle there. I'm telling you, this guy needs to retire, like, now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about them before, so it's not like as if you don't know who they are. We certainly have got trying times that we're living in right now, folks. And because of the fact that some people are being challenged over their social media positions, and they're being blown in by their neighbors and this, that, and the other, there are some people that are having the ATF come, law enforcement officers, to say, well, you know, we're here with a court order. We're going to take your guns away from you because of this, that, and the other. That's actually going on, folks. And if you need legal representation for that, or maybe something else pertaining to firearms, this is the best way to do it, the USCCA. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you will have legally, or literally, you'll have an attorney on call 24/7 for anything that happens with a firearm, a knife, a club, whatever it is you have to do to defend yourself, or if you're concerned about something you may have put on Facebook that they're coming after you because of what you said. They will protect you in terms of having legal protection there for you. So, the USCCA, check them out on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Just click on that little logo link that's right there, and you'll be able to take advantage. Now, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mitch McConnell. Right now, there's a big brouhaha going on. I've heard people. I've seen people. I've even seen politicians. Hey, if you let this impeachment thing go through, you're over. You're done. That's it. So what the heck is going on here?
Pelosi has not sent over the impeachment file
right
to the Senate. Okay?
Right.
And she keeps threatening to do so. So in prudence, there has been advice that Trump hire some lawyers in his defense, which is the prudent thing to do because, you know, you don't know what Pelosi's, what her date's going to be. So,
right.
Trump hired a lawyer out of North Carolina, I think, as part of his defense team. That's the first, good advice that he was given, I think, by Lindsey Graham on this thing. The second piece is McConnell has come out and said the immigration bill is a non-starter. Rubio said it's a non-starter. Several others did, too. So you got that one sitting out there. You've got the shared power agreement that they're trying to necessarily work out between McConnell and Schumer and what that necessarily looks like. McConnell's also furious at several of these executive orders. So, you know, we all love to hate on politicians, and that's fine. There's lots of things that, lots of reasons why we should hate them. But McConnell's no neophyte. I'm not necessarily defending him. I'm just putting it out there. He's no neophyte at this. So he's probably having discussions with Schumer that says, look, if you guys, you Democrats, want to do A, B, C, D, and E, then we have no choice but to do X, Y, and Z. And one of the big arrows in McConnell's quiver right now is the Hunter Biden laptop thing.
Right.
Okay, now, it is no mistake that yesterday, or last night, Hannity had on poor Mr. Isaac, the laptop
the
repair
computer guy. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's no mistake. They reached out to Hannity and said, get this guy, here's his contact information. It's a two-part interview. The first part was last night and the second part's tonight. So, you see, these are, it's not really a game of fun. It's a game of chess. So they've put a shot across, a warning shot across the bow of these Democrats, especially in the Senate. And McConnell has said, if the impeachment is sent over to the Senate, they have no choice but to go through the procedure. But McConnell appears to have already votes, including on the Democrat side, that it would be dead on arrival before it ever went to process in the Senate, to trial in the Senate. Even if it does go to trial, there appears to be enough votes to acquit. So everybody needs to just breathe deeply and not judge so quickly. Again, I'm not defending all of this. I'm just saying this is how Washington, D.C. works. So go slow.
All right. Well, the laptop is still very much a big portion of the discussion because I think I heard somebody ask Jen Psaki that either yesterday or the day before.
I did not hear it, but I will tell you that poor Mr. Isaac last night, not only do we have these pictures that are pretty disgusting, apparently, but there's more to the Biden clan and Ukraine than we know. So that was a big revelation from Mr. Isaac last night. So this also doesn't put just Schumer and the Democrats on notice, but it puts all legislative action on notice, too. I don't think it's something that can be stopped with, what is sitting out there. I don't think the Department of Justice can bury it because too many people outside the Department of Justice have access to this laptop hard drive.
Speaking of putting people on notice, what on earth is going on in Portland where, again, last night they were out in the streets, night before they declared an unlawful assembly as well as a riot. Seattle, they've been busting windows and just creating all kinds of problems. Black Lives Matter in Seattle went out and blocked a highway. What'd you say, Denver? Okay, I don't know.
Denver.
All right. What is going on there? I mean, I've seen the banners. Biden is not my president. We want revenge.
Well, it's the same thing that's been going on. Now, it's very hard, and I get this advice often, and I'm going to give it again. Watch for what is not said. Biden and Harris have yet to condemn what happened in Portland, Seattle, and Denver. And Mitch McConnell is asking, again, I'm not defending him, I'm just telling you the facts out there. He has asked Schumer and the Democrats to make a statement about this. The fact that he has to ask is repugnant. But they've yet to push back on anything that is happening out there. And I haven't heard much out of the Department of Justice either.
Nope.
So, yeah. Now they want this 9/11 type commission established or stood up over the, you know, January 6th thing at the Capitol.
Right.
I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Sure.
Because I think we're going to find out several things. Not only there may have been some chatter on the Parler platform, which is the assertion by Amazon.
Yep.
But let me put that in perspective. The day before Parler was shut down, the Parler app was downloaded over 1 million times the day before. And for Amazon to say that there were 98 questionable posts on Parler defies any kind of math. But nobody is talking about how much of the discussions or planning or plotting by these people that invaded the Capitol building were done so on Facebook or Twitter. Or encrypted apps,
yep.
Including Telegram.
You bet. Uh-huh. Absolutely right.
So I'm absolutely fine.
Yep.
With having the 9/11.
And I'll add one more. I'll add one more to the mix. Gab was involved in some of that conversation. Gab.
I do not know that. I have a Gab account, but I'm not there very often.
I'm not there at all. I'm not going there because of what they've been doing in the past, but there was a lot of that conversation going on. That was another website that was mentioned in part of the discussion by One America News last night. Okay. Well, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. We'll catch you on the weekend show, so stay warm today. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, find out all the different things that she has to offer. And I'll be back with more and the Military and Veterans News segment coming up right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling for an extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirms the proposed 5-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty
is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START Treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces and is an anchor of strategic stability between our two countries.
And the treaty is set to expire next month.
This extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
Russia has said it would welcome an extension, and NATO's Secretary General is calling on the U.S. and Russia to extend the treaty and even broaden it. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, of course, has two campuses to take care of you and teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And now, let them tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to actually visit them in person. And you can do that by giving them a call. Their telephone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You can call them, set up an appointment for either their campus in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, or their campus in Clearwater, Florida, down here by me in Tampa, Florida. They're right across the bay. I'm on the east side. They're on the southwest side. So that's what you do. asked to take the tour, find out in person what they're all about. You get to talk to not only a student or two, get to talk to an instructor, get to see the classroom, get to see all the things that they can do for you, and you'll find out what I know, and that is you will have total control of your future as a certified aviation maintenance tech. There's nowhere you can't go in the world and get a job as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Aircraft are everywhere. And don't forget their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, some sad news to report. Three New York National Guard members on a training flight in a helicopter were killed as their helicopter crashed in western New York. I'm not sure who these people were. We'll find out a little bit later. Hopefully it's nobody that I know or no relatives of anybody I know. Now, the U.S. has also conducted two new airstrikes on the Al-Shabaab group in Somalia. Now, while we pulled our troops out of Somalia, we still got our Air Force flying back and forth and our drones flying back and forth, taking out targets of opportunity. Now, the Joint Task Force Quartz commander reported these strikes targeted Al-Shabaab leaders involved in the IED facilitation, also fighter training and planning. These were training facilities that we took out with the people that were in them. And that's a good thing. Anytime you can do that, that's a good thing. You're hurting them where you can really hurt them bad. Now, number 46 has named a temporary VA leader as his secretary nominee, awaits Senate debate. The Veterans Affairs data and technology expert who will be serving as acting secretary for the entire department is a senator. Senate considers the nomination of Dennis McDonough to serve in a permanent cabinet post. This individual's name is Dat Tran, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for the VA's Office of Enterprise Integration. And he will be serving in that capacity until McDonough's confirmation process concludes. Now, here's one for you. A veteran has sued retailers after finding an image of him on a poster for sale in Afghanistan. Wow. How did that happen? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, Joe Biden, his pick for the defense secretary, former four-star Lloyd Austin, has said in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee that he will protect the civilian leadership at the Pentagon so that what has traditionally stayed in place will stay in place. That is, civilians are in charge of the military. And we'll see how long that stays that way. By the way, I talked about this yesterday, and a lot of people didn't quite understand what I was saying, so I'll say it again. I had a lot of email about this. What do you mean there's 18,000 contractors in Afghanistan? 18,000 contractors or what? Well, let me try to put it to you in layman's terms. The Pentagon has a rule. They generally employ about 7 contractors for every service member, whether they're in Afghanistan or Iraq. Now, those are figures that come from U.S. Central Command. Now, they all aren't combat-ready individuals, but a large number of them, of that 18,000, are security forces that are there to protect American companies that are doing business there. They're there to protect American installations that are there. They're also there, believe it or not, to protect the Chinese who are mining the lithium thanks to North Korean equipment. And on it goes. Now, don't forget that the Pentagon is poised to spend another $176 billion over the next 10 years as it's carrying out plans by the Missile Defense Review, which was published in 2019, which is roughly 40% higher than the previous budget projections made by the agency that provides the budget information in Congress. They are definitely going to tap onto more missiles. And you got to wonder what the reason is for that, right? But it is what it is. By the way, the Pentagon is taking a hard look at the Navy. Remember, we were going to have 350 ships and more submarines. The Pentagon is taking a long look at that. Question is, do we really need all these ships? Well, the answer to that is, if you're going to go up against China, yeah. Yeah, you do. Because China is expanding rapidly. They've got more aircraft carriers coming out. By the way, they're building two aircraft carriers to our one that we have that takes us to put it out there. Now, the Army Secretary says that, and this is Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, says that the National Guard and law enforcement response to the deadly U.S. Capitol was not hampered by an archaic system, and criticized the current method of defending the nation's capital in a crisis as being overly bureaucratic, with several hands that were in the middle of the pile that they had to use going back and forth. We'll see how that all plays out. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone line here. Let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. It's Eric in Seminole. Real quick, regarding retired General Lloyd Austin going up for a Secretary of Defense nomination, you know, the national security also... National security and defense posture also extends to our senators, and those senators, under the, you know, the leadership of the Senate, actually approved and submitted a bill for signature to waive the 7-year stay of former military personnel serving in cabinet level positions. So that tells me he's going to get the green light.
Yeah, they're voting on it today.
Right. Yeah. So here's the deal. That's the same general, and Colonel Jim addressed a little bit of that a couple days ago regarding he was the general in the chain that helped, steer intelligence coming from downrange to fit the narrative of the Obama administration.
Yes, he did.
And that's been nuts. So, in my opinion, all this talk regarding Senator McConnell and stuff, he's going to take a stand on this. No, I have to respectfully disagree with that. The Hunter Biden laptop, although it is a potential national security issue, is going to be used as a football to keep people on the plantation, so to speak. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans need to deny confirmation of all right. These numbers.
You're going to get cut off right now, and there it goes. The computer took you off. Okay, it's going to take me out, too. I'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Now, this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. That's Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. They're back. They're bigger and better than ever. They'll be back again in Sarasota, February 13th and 14th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. I will be there on Saturday, the 13th, at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. That's February the 13th. So looking forward to seeing my friends down there again. And to find out more, you can go to their website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And if you want to have a table at one of these events, you can call them at 727-776-3442. All right, here he is, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, I'm going to ask you about this because this, I saw this and I went, oh, boy. Well, Elon Musk is offering $100 million as a prize for the best carbon capture technology.
Again, this shouldn't surprise people because now Wall Street under the Biden administration they wanted to do this going all the way back to Al Gore, and that's trade air. That's right, trade carbon. And under the Biden administration, they're going to be able to set that up. That's going to be something that's going to become a reality where you're going to be actually be able to trade carbon, and it's It's kind of funny if you actually think about it, trading air, but it's coming soon to a theater near you.
Well, let me tell you what I saw, and it's kind of funny that this story's showing up here when I saw something on the internet yesterday, which I really had to laugh at. You've heard the advertisements about the Rocky Mountains and the Rocky Mountain air and the Rocky Mountain water and the beer that's brewed there, Coors, and this, that, and the other, right?
Yeah.
They are selling bottles of Rocky Mountain air now. You can buy a bottle of Rocky Mountain air. Don't know what it costs, didn't care, but I actually saw it.
Hey, is it the same guy who came up with that? Was the person who started the Pet Rock?
It might have been.
Yeah, good. Come on. You know, again, stupid is as stupid does.
But these are bottles like soda bottles. You know, they're like 12-ounce bottles, looks like.
Oh, man. God bless America, man.
All right. Well, I had to get that out there because of this Elon Musk story. All right. Well, let's talk about Joe Biden, otherwise known as number 46 here on this program. Old number 46 is going to have some problems in the Senate because that $1.9 trillion stimulus that he reportedly wants to put through, that he was going to try to get through sooner rather than later, first of all, probably isn't even going to see the Senate until March.
We'll see. I don't know when they're going to end up seeing stuff. There's starting to be some pushback already, which is interesting. I'm glad you're going to see. We already got some Republicans coming out and pushing back against some of these things that he wants to put forward, and we need to have it happen. It can't be something where, you know, because he's a new president there, he's going to get everything he wants, because we know Donald Trump didn't get that. So I know Biden's calls for unity and all this stuff, but, you know, it's nonsense here if you think that he's going to get everything passed.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to get everything passed. By the way, just in passing here for the information for the listeners, the FBI is offering $75,000, $75,000 for information on the pipe bombs that were found in Washington, D.C., left behind by somebody.
I'd actually go further. I think that it's important that you find that out. You know, what was interesting there is that, you forget that there was a pipe bomb also that was set at both party headquarters, at the Democratic party headquarters and also the Republican headquarters. Seems to me like that's something that, quite frankly, that's looking to start some sort of war to some degree. They really need to figure that one out.
Well, the night before last in Seattle, they had a bunch of violence there, busting windows and whatnot. And one of the people that they arrested with a backpack had 6 Molotov cocktails in it.
Wow. I know they're having problems out west. These people are just out of their mind. Not getting that much attention, quite frankly, where it really should. But this is the anti-FA groups. They're not happy with anything, and they're going to use any excuse in the entire world to go out and destroy things.
Yeah, we don't like Biden. We want revenge. And then it's got a picture of AK-47 down below it on their banners and the logo for the Antifa. Yep, you're right. And this is in Portland, Seattle, and now Denver had a problem last night.
Yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork. Any excuse to go out and destroy anything rather than actually go out and build and create something and create jobs.
Yeah, and to our listeners in Denver up there, I hope you don't get yourselves involved in that stuff. You don't need that. Tell the police to crack down. Again, tell the police you want law and order. You're not putting up with this nonsense in Denver. All right, now the U.S.
That's up to the local communities. If the local communities want to put up with that stuff, I mean, that's up to them. I agreed with that wholeheartedly with what Trump did. It's up to the feds to protect federal buildings, absolutely, and they need to do that. But if local communities are not going to give a darn and not going to police their own communities and allow people to run rampant, destroy it, well, so be it. And then if you don't like it and you live there, you're going to have to pick your butt up and you're going to have to move. That's just the way it is. We don't want to have some sort of imperial presidency in Washington, D.C., where we're sending troops in everywhere. You got to take care of your own neighborhood, and that's up to the local people.
That's all true. Now, U.S. jobless claims fell slightly last week. Applications from the U.S. state unemployment benefits fell only slightly, remained a bit elevated, signaling heightened pandemic-related strain in the U.S. labor market as Joe Biden, number 46, took over in his first days as president.
Jobs are not looking good. And again, nobody should be surprised by this. There's no possible way, you're going to get the numbers back that we had previously unless you get the country open. It's just that simple. There's just too many positions in this country that are not being filled simply because, you know, the businesses are not open. It's going to take a while to get these businesses back up online. Many of them shut down permanently. And to think that it's going to work as a flip of the switch is just silly.
Has gasoline gone up there by you?
I haven't been to the gas station.
Well, Mr. Number 46 suspended all the new oil and gas leases and permits for 60 days, and I've been watching West Texas crude and Brent crude start creeping up again. And yesterday, gasoline prices at the pump, as well as the day before in the last couple of days in my backyard, have gone up 15 to 20 cents per gallon.
One of the things that they're going to be pushing for, Pete Buttigieg, is a higher gas tax. So, expect it to get much, much higher, especially in the advent they're going to continue to push the electric cars. Less people buying gasoline, they're going to say, hey, we've got to recoup this gas tax somehow for bridges and roads, and you'll probably see that go up too.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. By the way, aircraft bonds are drawing a demand right now as investors are looking for some sort of yield. What's that all about?
Not sure. Aircraft bonds? I'm not familiar with what this is.
Well, I'm not either, but apparently it's got something to do with the aircraft industry that they think is starting to come back. I still see a lot of planes leaving Tampa that are up at 3,000 feet before they reach barely the end of the runway, which tells me there's nobody on them.
What's interesting is that as far as aircraft bonds are concerned, I don't know if you're talking about companies, you're talking about small, flight companies. As far as air travel is concerned, again, I just went back and forth on a plane. A lot of the airline companies, they book multiple flights over the course of a day, and then they consolidate. They'll cancel flights, and then they'll move everybody to one, and, they'll fill the airplane. Both my flight to and from Florida was completely full.
Mm. By the way, COVID seems to be reshaping investing the way things are done. Tech, entertainment, they've certainly been hurt. I don't know if they're going to come back anytime soon. Do you?
I'm not sure. I am not. Again, hoping everything comes back soon. We got to get people back to work.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and as they say, go Bucks.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And yeah, I did say go Bucks. That's our team playing in the snow in Green Bay on Sunday, and there will be white stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.